I used to live in the Canary Islands.
Yeah.
And I speak Spanish. And when people in the Canary Islands and Spain answer the phone, they say, sí, dígame,
which is what?
It means, yes, tell me.
Yes, tell me.
How do they say it? Well, what's it mean?
Sí, dígame. And the other person says, sí, óigame, which is, now listen to me.
Really?
Yeah. See, the thing is, the arrogance, of course,
I speak German.
Like, as you know, Vivian, people think that everyone over the world goes, hello. But hello, I don't know if you know this, Vivian, was an actual competition-winning slogan.
Really?
Right? Yeah, but if you watch The Simpsons, I know you do, but you notice Mr. Burns, who does everything as if it's still 1899, picks up the phone and goes, ahoy, hoy, because when the telephones were first invented, and there was like 50 or 60 or maybe even like 1,000 in America, the correct term of address when you picked the phone up was to say, ahoy, hoy.
Really?
And this is plainly absurd. And so I believe it's either the New York Times or the Chicago Herald held a nationwide competition to find a term of address for the world that you could pick the phone up and not feel embarrassed, because women didn't like picking up the phone and saying, I thought it was a man who came, ahoy, ahoy. And the word hello, which at that time was just a term of surprise, was the competition winner. And it became a universal. Now, I know you think, come on, Dan, hello means how are you, but it didn't. It was a competition winner first and a greeting second. And that is a fact. So thank you, Vivian, for bringing us your Spanish
version. Probably a fact. Jack.
It is a fact, Jack. No, hello was a competition winner. I believe Thomas Edison himself was swept up in it.
It's my second. You've told me.